Siman Shin Tezvav Sif Yud. The Mechaber discusses a talis kfula. Basically, it seems with a stick between two walls, and the talis was hanging down on the stick, and it would go down to the ground on the two sides, and a person would lay down and rest and sleep under it. And the reason why they had this talis there is because it got very hot in the summer. People wanted to lay down during the day. It was very sunny. So here you're able to rest under this talus. So the talus over here does not make a type of talus they wear in Shulva Davening, but the same concept that it's a piece of material, probably around the same shape and size, that was hanging down, and you laid under it, and that's how you kept yourself cool from the sun. It shouldn't be too sunny for you to be able to sleep under it on Shabbos. Now the question is, that putting out this talus might be an issue of putting on oil, because the talus went across on the two sticks, and there'll be a problem of setting up an oil on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says that it's actually mutter to set up or put down, take apart this talus. And the reason is, because since it had strings, that if you pull those strings, that's to open up the talus, and you pull the strings back up, that's to close up the talus. So the same way we had the concept that if there's already a tevach prusim b'dim, that if there's already a tevach of oil, of gag, before Shabbos, you ought to add on to that Shabbos, just be moist from the oil rye. So the same idea applies over here. Although it was not open the tevach across before Shabbos, but since it has those strings, you just pull by the string. It's like pulling by a lever. And with that, it already opens up fully. So it's also as if it's already open a little bit. And you're just finishing it up. And since you're just finishing it up, it's okay. Now, the Mishpura brings the Magen Avraham. They were talking about talus over here. That even after it's opened up, it will not at the very top be a tevach wide, nor within three tefach on the top will be a tevach wide, similar to the tipi case that we had previously. And therefore, it's a shvach oil altogether. And with that svar, combined with the fact that it has these strings, you just pull on the string and it opens it up, we can make it to open up on Shabbos. And the same way you're allowed to open up, you're allowed to close it up. Whatever you can open, you can close. If there's no problem with buying that, then closing it is no problem with seiser. The Mechaber says, if you have a peroichus, you could put up a peroichus on Shabbos. Now, a peroichus is really like a curtain. It's vertical. And we know that the machitza arai is mutter to open on Shabbos. So the vachain is not so serious because the peroichus is really mutter for other reasons. Because any machitza arai, allow set up on Shabbos. Mishpura discusses maybe the Chabbos going with a different shita. Some Rishayim don't allow setting up every machitza arai, and therefore this is a special exception over here. The Pareches had these strings also, pulled by the string, and that's how you opened it and closed it. But Halach L'maisa, the Pareches is mutter even out the strings, because the machitza arai is mutter. When is the machitza arai also set up on Shabbos? The machitza asir lahatir, like we had in Sif Aleph. If it's a mat or something, if it's the fourth wall of Rosh Hashiachat, to lie to carry, third wall of a sukkah, or machitza in the bedroom sometimes, that's a machitza mataris. That machitza cannot serve on Shabbos. So machitza mataris, can you serve on Shabbos? If there's strings, you just have to pull on the string, or not. That, Mr. Brewer says, is actually a machlek zachronim. Sif Yud Aleph, the kilas chasanim, is also a canopy that went over a bed, a special bed that was made for a chasan, that didn't have a tevach across on the top, nor the three tevach on the top that have a tevach across, also more of a teepee type of setup. So this kilas chasanim, it was something akin to the teepee setup, so it wasn't such a major oil. It's also a weaker form of oil. It was not open to tevach before Shabbos, nor did it have the strings that you just pull on the string. But since it was set up, that was easy to open, easy to close, and like we're saying, it was a shvacher oil, because it didn't have a tevach across, not at the very top, nor within the first three tefachim. Therefore, the Mechaber says, if you could open or close on Shabbos, with one special condition, there has to be that's not hanging down from the sides of the bed, a tevach. If it's hanging down, a tevach at the end, so then it's considered like you are setting up an oil on Shabbos, and they're setting up a gag on Shabbos, and that would be aser. Mr. Brewer says it's not relevant to our beds. Our beds, we don't have a kilo, we don't have the little canopy, the whole sheet that you put on top. You need to put a sheet across the bed and hangs down on two sides, like we've had before. Now, this is not a problem because, similar to the tablecloth on the table that we've had, that the sheet on the bed or the tablecloth on the table, when you put it on Shabbos, you're not creating new oil because the bed or the table is already there. So you're not creating any new hahala. It's not a gag on anything new. So even if it does hang down on two sides, it does have machitzas. And if you do store your shoes or things under the bed, there's nothing wrong with putting the sheet on the bed on Shabbos because it's not being mal on anything new since the bed is right there and the sheet is going directly on the bed. The old days they had this canopy. That's why they had this whole shiloh. You could open the canopy or not on Shabbos, not dependent if it was a bigger oil or if it was a shvach oil, whether you're allowed to open or close it on Shabbos.